And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
Who to free and who to blame. Everybody will be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down. Take of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground. When the man comes back, hear the trumpets, hear the pipers.
Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and I'm joining you live right now on WWCR around the world on a transmitting Jewel of the South. Glad to have you in here and aboard with us. We've got a great program, part three of the Jericho March. We're going to continue the message on the Sabbath, what time it is, when it should be performed, and we're going to deal primarily tonight, Yahweh willing, with those who would change Yahweh's laws and times. Did you know in Revelation 17 and verse 1, it talks about a church? Now, most people never in their Christian mind think about a church so large and so powerful that it has the ability to deceive even the very elect. But listen to what John said. "Come hither. Come up here. I will show you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters." Now, notice this in verse 15 of the same chapter. "The waters where the whore or the prostitute sits are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues." 17:2, "with whom the kings of the earth," that's the mighty men, the great prophets, priests, evangelists, rabbis, whatever. These are those that do these things with the kings of the earth, have committed fornication or adultery, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk or intoxicated. You ever seen such a confusion, Babylon time, about times and seasons, and the whole world, the whole earth is out of focus about true times. Verse 3, "He carried me away in the spirit in the wilderness, and I saw a woman." Now, this woman is the church. A church is often typified as a woman. So then, she's upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, and having seven heads and ten horns. Now, we've done told you about our messages of the scarlet robes, the knights of the scarlet robe, how that a great, powerful church has arisen, like it says in 18:16 of Revelations. "Alas, that great city! She was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, and upon her forehead," verse 5 of Revelation 17, "was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth." Now, there's no church upon the earth that carries this distinctive honor of claiming to be the church or the great city or the woman or the power that was clothed in fine linen and in her forehead a name written, mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. Verse 6, and I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and upon and with the blood of the martyrs of the Messiah, Yahweh-Shua, who bared the testimony and witnessed to him about the truth. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration, and I was greatly astonished. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you a question right here at this point. If you go back and take into account of that great city, did you know that there is a city upon the earth that was once known in early Latin language as Saturnalia, or in the Chaldean, where this was borrowed from, the ancient Chaldean religion of the sun god, they called it the city of Saturn. Now that's the city of Rome. And the Bible says in the book of Genesis in chapter 11 that a dictator was named Nimrod, and he himself had a birthday that was celebrated on December the 25th, or Saturnalia in Chaldee. Saturn is spelt. Now let me show you something. This is a great revelation for you. And you need to examine yourself and see if you're in the faith. You need to search the scriptures. The word Saturn in the English is spelled S-T-U-R in the ancient Chaldean language, which, if you notice, that the Hebrew is a root language from this ancient language. So then we've got the word S-T-U-R. Now, if you take the numerical value of the English language, actually, you can take it in the Hebrew language also. We'll use the English if you're more familiar with. The word, the letter S in the English numeric value language is 60. T is 400. U is 6. R is 200. When you total that up, ladies and gentlemen, to know the truth about Saturnalia, it numbers 666. That's her number that John saw in her forehead. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you say, I'm glad I'm not belonging to the Church of Rome, glory to God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that she is the mother of the harlots that came out of Rome? And everything that came out was bringing her doctrine. You say, well, now, I don't know. Well, bless God, I still don't keep Sunday for a day of worship. Did you know that 99% of the religious bodies of Christianity keep a Sunday worship? Now, let's look at the word Satan, the beast. Satanicum was named in the ancient temple of Saturn, which was located during Roman times. And get this now, Satan and Saturn are the same words. One is early Latin and the other is late Latin. With Saturn worship, therefore, the beast is Saturn and his mark is the false name. Oh my. Totaling 666. Nimrod was known as the god of the Chaldean mysteries. That name, as we have seen, was Saturn. Saturn and mystery are both Chaldean words, and they are correlative terms, as mystery signifies the hidden system. So Saturn signifies the hidden god. Saturn in Chaldee is pronounced Sator, but as every Chaldee scholar knows, it consists only of four letters. Thus, Sator, this name contains exactly the apocalyptic number of 666. Revelation 17:5, and upon her forehead was a name written, mystery Babylon the Great. And her number was 666. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in perilous times. Did you know that we're going to be brought into an account? We're going to have to give an account for every idle word that we speak. Now, we're talking about the Sabbath and the correct times. Now, we're advocating that the correct Sabbath, biblically, and we can prove it, and over 70 different references that can come to mind that we can bring to you tonight that would indicate that Yahweh's calendar system is a lunar system. In other words, the two signs of Genesis 1:14 come into play when they are properly executed and we follow the times of Yahweh. Now remember, we talked to you a little bit about the evidence of Ezekiel chapter 46, verses 1 and 2. There it is stated that we should begin to open the gates only. Now, 6 working days, remember, the formula was to close the gates to the worship in the city of the New Jerusalem, not the city of Saturnalia, the Saturday-Sunday people. Saturn is the word Saturday that is employed in the Bible, and a certain group of people have jumped on that and grabbed it. Jews and the Seventh-day Adventists that broke away from the Catholic Church, saying that Sunday worship was apostatized and they should keep the seventh day. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that's like jumping out of the frying pan and getting in the fire, just like the harlots jumped out of the whore. And yet, they brought the doctrine of Sunday worship and the name of Jesus with them. And so then, it's very, very unpopular for this preacher to preach against Saturnalia, Sunday and Saturday, and the name of Jesus. It's very unpopular. I am not very well liked or respected. But did you know that the day will come in Revelations 19 and 2 where he says those who have been found worthy and faithful, that Yahweh will come back with judgment, and he'll give us the scriptures just in a moment of how this judgment against this great whore was brought about, for the true righteous are his judgments, and of the saints and all of them that were slain or killed upon earth for by the sorceries of this great whore system. Remember, time changes is the central key here. Ladies and gentlemen, they done away with the new moon calendar. And they employed the Julian calendar in the 3rd and 4th centuries. They manufactured the great change brought about by Constantine in 325 A.D. when they met to discuss the great popular religion of Yahwism that was growing in the nation of Israel, and from them fanned out the apostolic fathers as they preached the magnificent, glorious name of Yahweh into the isles to seek out the Gentiles, which is Strong's number 1484, which means ethnos, or a particular group. Go not to the Gentiles. And so then, the mission of the apostolic fathers was not to go to the Gentiles, as the translators have lied to us and said. We are to go to the lost sheep, the lost ancient house of Israel, the 10 northern tribes. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, that her sins, this is Revelation 18 and 5, her sins have reached into heaven. Therefore, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and you receive not of her plagues. Her plagues is coming up on her in one day and in one hour. So you know that this whole Babylonian system, be it money, be it religious worship, be it fine arts, did you know that they're going to mourn? And the Bible says in 18 and 19 of Revelation that they cast dust upon their heads and cried weeping and wailing, saying, alas for that great city, Saturnalia, which have made us all rich, has perished in the sea, and all of her ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, and yet in one hour she has become desolate. And in the 21st it said, rejoice over her, thou heaven, and you saints and holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you of her, and has judged her for all the sorceries that she has deceived the nations thereby. And so then, ladies and gentlemen, we're attacking tonight. We're waging war against the whore. And to do so, we have to go against the Christian religion that has become a tradition December the 25th. All of the pagan churches, the harlots, you say, well, I'm not a Catholic pastor, buddy. Yeah, but you brought her pagan practices of Saturnalia, of Nimrod worship. This is just a polished, gleamed over pagan church that has come upon the earth to deceive the very elect. And as I said, if the right hand don't get you of deception, the left one will. And so then, those young men that I really admire, Martin Luther is one of my great, great idols of respect to worship, if there is such a thing as idol worship. But he was a man in his time that led the Protestant Reformation. He broke from the Catholic Church, daring to do so at the expense and the threat of his life. He didn't know he was not going to die, but he escaped because such an arising, if you will, a rebellion called the Protestant Reformation. But did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that all he did was break away from the whore and start a harlot system? And ladies and gentlemen, I read the book years ago written by Martin Luther, Here I Stand. And I would advise any student of the Bible to get a copy of that book by Martin Luther, and it will tell you about this great whore and the struggle. Ladies and gentlemen, the Fox Book of Martyrs will tell you that there was a persecution of blood, and the righteous that had given their life had come under extreme hardships, and some were even burnt at the stake for even attempting to copy the Bible. What great, great punishment this whore has imposed upon the system of those who call themselves harlots. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know and I am assured that the time is right for Yahweh. He said in Isaiah 58, verse 13. Listen to me as we go into the basic time functioning of Yahweh's ways. He said, my ways are not your ways. The whore brought a way to worship and changed the times and the laws, according to Daniel 7:25. And now we are extremely back. We are extremely backward. Thou shalt delight thyself if you delight yourself in Yahweh. And I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. For the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. Did you know in Isaiah 58:13 that it says if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure, turn away your foot from doing pleasure. Well, did you know that there is a scripture in the book of Amos? We're going there. And we're going to read in the book of Amos, chapter 8, verse 5. Listen to me as we read from Amos 8 and 5. When will the new moon be gone? Will the Saturnalia church and the harlot church, that's this Christian denomination system that came out of Saturnalia harlot, they will not adhere to the new moon timekeeping practices. Oh, it's a drag. Babylon is not geared for a new moon Sabbath. Remember, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 46 and verse 1, it says, to open the gates in the new moon. That's when you come to worship Him. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the 1:8:15:22 and 29 relationship to the cycle of the moon, the four beacon signals that is placed in heaven, illuminated by the sun of the solar, which Yahweh uses to establish His times. You see, solar is a correct atomic time. They have to adjust atomic clock to even keep up with it. It is a magnificent timepiece hung in the heavens. But Yahweh, in order to be in charge of that system, elected to use the system of the lunar to open the gates of worship in the new moon. There is not one church upon the earth of any recognizable interest or respect in the earth that has this type of worship system. Not even the Jews who claim to be Yahweh's children and are not, but they're liars. And the Bible says that they would, both the harlot and those who worship her, will deceive you if it's possible. But if you have a prophet or a preacher or a teacher, you'll find men with courage that'll stand up against the odds, as David stood against the Goliath, the great Babylonian tabernacle of over 1 billion people that she influences and controls as an interest. 1 billion people. Remember, the Bible said that she would deceive the very elect if it was possible. Now, let me give you something to think about. In the new moon, the gate opens. All right. Now, in the new moon, it was commanded. Remember, I told you that the new moon was not a Sabbath, but it was a day to recognize of the preparation, or what we call in our movement, the sign day. This is the day to prepare. Prepare by blowing the trumpet on the new moon. And so they did, and it was to announce the time system had renewed itself every month, 12 months to the year. And every third year of your reckoning, there is a 13th month added. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a track of the Ezekiel principle showing you that it proves a lunar account system. If you go into the days that he laid on his side, you'll find some of the lunar calendar system incorporated. It's the only way that it'll work. It's the only mathematical system, and it gives you the direct days. And so then, we have that for you if you would like to have this track of the Ezekiel time track. And it's a wonderful, wonderful account of mathematical proving that it's a lunar calendar. Do you know, now, after the sign day, now let's go back to Amos 8 and 5, and we're going to read, when will the new moon begun? What was wrong with the cry and the plead and the protesting of the Israelites? Well, they had to wait. Well, if you go to the 29th day of the month, let's say that we line up 3-day Sabbaths. Well, Pastor Buddy, I never heard of something like that. Well, it was designed exclusively by Yahweh. And remember, His ways are not your ways, and the Babylonian ways are certainly, most certainly, not Yahweh's. The overwhelming evidence supports that the lunar calendar, over 70 references that we could give you, and we're giving you many of them in our series, the Jericho March. What time that the walls fell at Jericho, they marched 7 days. They marched on the new moon. But they weren't to do any work. They weren't working out there. They was battling the devil, ladies and gentlemen. And they marched for 7 days. Now, in a Gregorian system, they would have had to march on the Sabbath day. And they didn't. They marched on the eighth day, which is the universal lunar law of the eighth day. And we, the lunar teachers, are the only ones that can agree with Yahweh, who said you should rest upon the eighth day. Oh, you say, well, I've just heard it all along, Pastor Buddy. It was the seventh day. It is, if you begin your count after the new moon. It's 7 days to rest upon the eighth day. So then the mathematical system that I'm describing to you is proven in the formulation of Ezekiel 46 and 1 and 2. Now, after the new moon, you are to work 6 days. Well, the first crescent light means it's a work day. And you work 6 days and you'll come to the first quarter of the moon. Always. No exceptions. Now, at the 29th, which is the last Sabbath in the month, 1-18, 1-8, 15, 22, and 29, at that last Sabbath, remember, you're going to have a fading light in the moon till it goes completely dark. Well, from that Sabbath day, the 29th, you have a day coming in between, let's say that the new moon fell on the second day of the month. Then you would have 3 days. It is demonstrated that Paul was observing a lunar calendar in the book of Acts 17, verses 2 and 3. In some cases, you'll have a 2-day dark moon. That is demonstrated in Luke 6 and 1 of the Gospel of the New Testament, where they were waiting for 2 days in a new moon Sabbath, not a weekly Sabbath, that they gathered the corn 2 days. It was all right for them to go through and pick the corn on the new moon Sabbath, because they weren't picking it for gain and they were feeding themselves. It's not against the law to eat. But the Pharisees jumped their case about it, ladies and gentlemen. And now you know that this system, designed exclusively by Yahweh and employed by so few, because straight is the way and a narrow is the gate and a few there be that find it. Now, let's look at the first day as we were talking about the first day of the month. Day one, new moon. Now, if you've got a Sabbath on the 29th and the new moon comes in on the first, you've got a 2-day Sabbath. So, when will the new moon be gone? That's what they were crying about. That's what they were complaining about as they were losing valuable commerce opportunities to sell their commerce to the nations around them. Oh, yes, they traded with other nations, but they could not trade on a new moon. So then, if the weekly Sabbath fell on the 29th of the month, and then the next day was a new moon, they would have to at least wait at least 2 days. In some cases, they had to wait 3. When will it be gone was a complaint. You ever heard Babylon complaining about that? I don't think so. Have you ever walked into a business place and told your employer that you were a lunar Sabbath keeper and you would like to have Friday off, or Wednesday off, or Thursday off, or Tuesday off, or Wednesday off, or whatever the day of the week that the lunar system sets. You see, it renews and changes constantly. Well, say, well, Pastor Buddy, that's not unified. Well, that's confusion. No, that's not confusion. Not if you obey Yahweh, the system of the signal of the great light in the heavens by night will show you, and even the daytime will show you as the lunar appears in the heavens to give you a beacon announcement of when the times of Yahweh is in season. Remember, the Bible said they would think to change those times. It was against the Babylonian commerce system. But you see, they had to bring in a false religious worship system to join itself to the commercial of Babylon. Everybody thinks that Babylon is nothing but a commerce system, and everybody's complaining about they're going to lose their Social Security card or have to use it or take a chip. Ladies and gentlemen, you better get your mind back in the spiritual aspect and get the truth and begin to keep the times and seasons at Yahweh, and you will not be marked with the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is simply a false religious system, has nothing to do with any kind of a chip or something that they could impose under your skin to cause you to forget Yahweh. That is ridiculous, and everybody has used it down through the generation. You know, in 1933, we had those claiming that the Roosevelt command to get you a Social Security card before you could work. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got news for you. If you prosper under the Babylonian system, you will have to have a Babylonian Social Security card. But it doesn't have anything to do with your ability to worship your Creator. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. If he passes a law that you've got to have a card, well, get you one. If he passes a law that you've got to have a chip, get you one. But do not go into these false halls of worship in Babylon, the whore system, and appear there in a time that they have manufactured. That's your chip, ladies and gentlemen. And the Bible tells you very plainly that the beast and his mark is 666 Saturnalia. And I've just given it to you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you support that, taking the mark in your forehead, you're going to have a mark anyway. I'll prove to you that you need a mark to get to heaven. Well, if you take the wrong mark, it's a paved way to hell. But you need a mark. You have to have the mark of his name in your forehead. If you've got the mark of a false name in your forehead and a false Sabbath system, as Saturnalia has done to establish the times and seasons of 666. You want to get down to the very basics of the fundamentals of the truth. You're going to have to grow up real quick. You're going to have to get in the time of the day. You're going to have to keep it holy, and you're going to have to remember Yahweh, and this is the day. Regulated by the cycles of the lunar. And we have gone into so many truths, and yet we have so little time to share with you about the times and the seasons. I want you to know that the fourth commandment, which is indicated, is the time for us to worship. The five Sabbaths are in a month, or the moon. Four seventh-day Sabbaths occur in a moon after the new moon Sabbath. The new moon Sabbath is the first day of the moon. Then 7 days later, the first, which would be the eighth day. And then 7 days later, the second. 7 days later, the third. And then 7 days later, the fourth. The seventh-day Sabbath on the eighth day of the moon. The seventh-day Sabbath on the 15th day of the moon. And the seventh-day Sabbath on the 22nd day of the moon. And the seventh-day Sabbath on the 29th day of the moon. And listen to me as we conclude the testimony of Isaiah in the New Kingdom. You want to go to heaven? You can't go with Saturnalia. You can't go with Sunday worship. You can't go, ladies and gentlemen, to the kingdom that's coming on this earth. Now listen to me as we read. In the 22nd verse of Isaiah 66 and the 23rd verse, it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, Babylon and Saturnalia, Sunday worship, and the Jews. They're not making it, ladies and gentlemen. They don't add up. The solar people calendar don't add up. They even deny the effects of the lunar. They make fun of it and call it lunatics. Well, you know, they make fun of the Messiah and call him Beelzebub. And so what do you expect? When they come, they can come with their funny bunnies and their funny money, but they can't come with the scriptures. And that's where then we stand tall with the record that in Isaiah it shall come to pass. Think about this now. If you ain't a practice and a keeper here, it will be evident that you probably won't be one there. Because if you've loved him to keep his commandments here, you'll probably hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. You've loved me and kept my commandments." He that says he loves Yahweh and won't keep them, from one new moon to another. Now, how many recognizes the new moon as the starting system? When will it be gone, was the complaint of the Israelites. Even the Israelites didn't want to keep this. It's confining. It's Yahweh's ways. But did you know that he said, if you will keep them, I will bless you and have the land to yield to you a double portion. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that every time you go through a farmer's co-op and you see them loading commercial fertilizer and buying insecticide, that it's because they have joined Babylon and Saturnalia and gathered in the halls of the bell boxes on Sunday to offer up their sweet incense and bake their cakes to the Talmus, the God of Heaven, and Nimrod, and the Saturnalia Church of Rome, who has poisoned the minds of Yahweh's people, and the curse continues upon this earth. If we would love Yahweh and keep His commandments and keep His Sabbaths, we could eat the good of the land. You wouldn't need no fertilizer. You wouldn't need no pesticide. All you would need is praise and honor from one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another. Shall all of Israel come who have obeyed me here upon the earth. They will come and worship me, saith Yahweh. What further truth? You say, well, I'm going to take a solar Sabbath up there and I'm going to keep that up there. Glory to God, Pastor Buddy, glory to God. That's what I believe, and I heard my preacher say that's the way it was. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to make it through the gate at Isaiah 66:23. You're not going to make it. Well, some say, well, now, Pastor Buddy, glory to God, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, and I'm going to go up there on Saturday, and I'll be going over on Saturday. Yahweh won't be there. None of His true saints won't be there, and neither will you on that day. Praise Yahweh. You'll be there from one new moon. Now, if you worship on the new moon, the gates are open. Remember this now. This knowledge has got to be in your forehead. Quit worrying about some microchip. My heavens above. There's no system, no power. Did you know that the chips that the apostles got was the tiger's claws? They were chipped with a tiger claws. And yet they did not yield to Saturnalia. Are you ready to offer yourself in a commitment from one new moon to another? You say, well, now, Pastor Bunny, it's a very strange commitment. I'd have to hear more on this. Well, write for my booklet on the Sabbath. This is a booklet written by my good friend, Brother Arnold, and it's excellent. Probably one of the most knowledgeable men on the Sabbath that ever stands here upon the earth in this day in shoe leather. And he and I have studied over 20 years about this system. And so he wrote a book with a combination of about 65 to 70 examples of the lunar Sabbath. You shall come from one new moon. Well, Saturnalia said, well, we'll come up on Monday now, glory to God. No, we'll come on Sunday. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that ain't going to be the calendar system that you're going to have to address yourself to. I'm sorry. But you say, well, now, Pastor Buddy, I don't believe God is really, He don't really care what day you worship Him on, just so that you can worship. You know, God wants you to rest one day. Now, you can pick out any day you want to. Well, that's your way. Yahweh picked out a day, and if anybody broke it, they killed them. That was under the theocratical government of Israel. Now you can be a renegade, and you can keep it if you want to. It's now a free choice, and the Bible says, choose this day who you will serve. Did you know that in the Bible, that the day of the sanctification of the new moon, they consecrated it at the beginning of every month. It was the day of the Shabbat. And for this month, then they worked 6 days, and that's what you're going to do in the new kingdom. Oh, my. Oh, yes. Yahweh is the ruling supreme being of the times that Yahweh has given us to worship Him. Now, we're commanded in the Roman system to divine times that is opposite of the new moon worship. Any system that you observed, ladies and gentlemen, they make this very convenient for you. It is a Babylonian system, and most people never investigate the falsehood of the Roman calendar made in the 13th century by Pope Gregory and the astronomers and the astrologers as they got together to work out a day that would be directly opposite of what Yahweh's, the appointments or intermissions, always occur after the six working days. And you don't count the new moon, save the 10th day of the 7th month. Did you know that that is a day which breaks up the six work days of the 21st day of the first moon of each year? The second day of the new moon is always the first work day. And so, the Atonement Day, which is a commanded cease from work and fast day, it's the only day in the year that you're commanded to break the cycle of six working days. Ladies and gentlemen, for those that would obey him, if you count backwards the second day of the moon, it is the first work day. And the Sabbaths are always on 8, 15, 22, and 29. And the 8 is the 8th day Sabbath that Yahweh referred to so many times that I covered in part 2 of the Jericho March. And it's been a joy to speak with you. For those of you that would like to have this series on the Sabbath, the Jericho March, 3 hours, that I go through and give you scriptures and discuss beyond a shadow of a doubt the time of the Sabbath. Every Sabbath pinpointed, every Sabbath, now listen to me well, every Sabbath pinpointed by a date in the scriptures, the 15th is one of them. Every time that you see a series of Sabbaths, it was always indicated that the 15th was that day. And you'll go to chapter 16 of Exodus, where we did in the second part and proved to you, and the manna that fell, and we also the Jericho March, which brought about our initiation of this teaching for the Sabbath. No one can deny that the Sabbath was on the 15th and the second moon of Exodus 16. Now, if you pinpoint 15 separate months, and you can in the scriptures, and we go through that, you can pinpoint 15 times in the scriptures, and every one of them on the 15th Sabbath appearances, it's always on the 15th day without an exception. So 1, new moon, Isaiah 66:23. From one new moon, Isaiah 46, 1 and 2, from the new moon to the next Sabbath. 6 working days between the Sabbath and the new moon. Then you rest. Always on the 8th day. You work 6 days, you rest on the 15th day. And correlated and synchronized into Yahweh's unique calendar system is the 15th day of the festival of the Passover in the spring. And the 15th day is in the tabernacle of the fall, the 15th. So you know that the high Sabbaths were linked in synchronization of Yahweh's covenant command to keep the times according to him. He's the only one, ladies and gentlemen, that could have figured this out. Man cannot know the mind of Yahweh. All you got to do is obey what he said to do. It is obedience that will be much better than the sacrifice. You can go to church on Sunday till you die. And if you haven't kept the correct time piece of the Word of Yahweh, you will die in your sins. Why? Because you do that which is according to tradition. And I've told you that the word Moed is a set time. If you look at it in the concordance, Moed is mentioned, and Moed is a Sabbath, the 8th day of the first moon, and if so, the 15th was another Moed Sabbath, and they were made to rest in Egypt's bondage, and so we have the references and the scriptures, and we have the 15th, which is a sign day, in verse 3 of Exodus 13, 1 and 9. Remember this day, the 15th. You came out of Egypt. It shall be a sign. So the sign day is the 15th day, and it shall be a sign that Yahweh's law may be in the mouth for a strong hand. Yahweh brought you out of Egypt. And truly, the 15th was a Sabbath in the first moon as well as the 8th. Remember, it's impossible to have a Sabbath on the 15th 2 months in a row using man's calendar or a solar calendar. Now, it's impossible. You challenge any calendar listening people, and I've got plenty of them, ladies and gentlemen. Oh yeah, they listen, they take notes, but they lay low. You know why? Because the Bible says that the gospel will stop every mouth. And we're not afraid of a mouse that would want to come up, because you see, they have to open their old King James up. Just like Pastor Buddy. And once they open their Bibles up, then they are in Yahweh's laws. And if you preach Yahweh's laws, you don't have to be afraid of man or his system that are going to come up and prove you false. If you've got a false system, you're afraid of a man of Yahweh, because the Bible says a man of Yahweh's got the sword. And there's so many ways to trap and to identify these false prophets. With the discernment of someone that is called and qualified to preach, ladies and gentlemen, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, or his seed of breaking bread, or the failure of Yahweh to back up the word of his prophet. If it's given under the anointing and the good intention of the prophecies and for the glory of Yahweh, Yahweh will never let you down. So if you really believe that Yahweh is coming back and he's going to sit upon the throne in the gospel of, now, it's in the gospel of the book of Matthew, chapter 25. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that in Matthew chapter 25, that it's a time when Yahweh will bless you to keep you and to help you in that day? No tongue will rise against you if you've loved him and kept his commandments. It'll be the precious few, not the holy many. It's the unholy many that's going to hell. Oh, yet they thought they were holy. They went to church. They worshiped. They had a way that seemed right. But the end thereof was death. So then, if you're going to go through life, why not join the few and stand against the many? Well, you're listening to Pastor Buddy. And ladies and gentlemen, we want you to know that you can write for this series, The Jericho March, 3 hours of jam-packed scripture. It may be new for you. It may be strange to your ears. And I hope and trust that Pastor Buddy, and all his love for you, I wouldn't preach you this truth if I didn't love you. I wouldn't come and struggle against the traditions of the world. I could have stayed in the Babylonian system. I've been there. I spent many years. As a matter of fact, I spent 48 years of my life in the Babylonian system. So I know the ins and the outs. I know the doctrines. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been ministering since I was 18 years of age. I have been studying the scriptures, and I've been praying, and I've been fasting, and I've been in the battlefield for Yahweh, and I'm riding with him, ladies and gentlemen. You can call me tonight. I'm live. Area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. You can write me. Just simply address your cards and letters and request the information on the Jericho March. And I would be more than happy to mail it out to you. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. again, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Call me, area code. I'd be delighted to hear from you tonight. If you agree with Pastor Buddy, that's fine. If you don't, fine. Just call me up and say hi. And I'll really appreciate that. Praise Yahweh. And we'll discuss these scriptures here that we've talked about. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 423-626-2172. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get off here as the old clock on the wall is going to give us about 3 or 4 minutes here before we got to get out of here. So it's been good to be with you tonight. Remember, part one, part two, and part three of what we call the Jericho March. We're right out of here on WWCR. This is Pastor Buddy. I'll see you Friday night with Brother Randall on WWRB around the world on 3.185. Join us then live Friday night for our messages on WWRB. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you next Sunday night right back in here on WWCR 5070 around the world with a transmitting Jewel of the South. Yahweh bless. Shalom.
Armies all across this land.